Hi, my friend, and welcome to this hypnotherapy meditation to heal your grief. Today we'll be walking through a landscape in the dark and the light of the moon. You can either sit or lie down or walk in nature, whatever makes you feel comfortable and supported. Perhaps pull a blanket around you or place a cushion beneath your head. And if it feels right, rest one hand somewhere over your heart and maybe the other one on your belly, just to connect deeply with yourself and support you. There is nothing you need to achieve here, nothing you need to understand, nothing special you need to do or be. Just simply be here with me in this moment, listening to my voice. If you drift off or fall asleep, that's perfectly fine, as your unconscious mind anyway will hear the messages it needs to hear. So you can simply be yourself and let yourself go now. Close your eyes when you're ready. Feel your eyes softening. And take one slow breath in together with me now. And then let out. Another breath. Not deeper than it wants to be, just simply focusing now on your breathing. One more, and just enough to feel the movement of air entering your body and leaving it again, cleansing you breath by breath. For a while, right now, you don't have to carry anything with you except this one breath in and one breath out, and the next and the next. It's as if your body relaxes with every breath right now. So imagine now the evening beginning to settle around you. You're somewhere peaceful, perhaps beside the sea. You can hear the waves of the sea, or perhaps in a clearing between tall trees, and you can smell the beautiful scents from the trees and the forests. Calming pine, moss, and leaves. Perhaps somewhere you've never been before, but somehow recognize as somewhere safe and beautiful. You can feel the earth beneath you feel steady, and the air is coolish against your skin, just slowly caressing your skin. Above you, in the darkening sky, you can see the full moon glowing, bright, silent, like ancient times and today. You don't have to do anything with this image, just be beneath the moon right now. See the moonlight falls across the landscape, over the trees, over the water, on the ground, and eventually over you. Silver light touching your face, your shoulders, your hands. And you may imagine that wherever your body has been holding itself tightly in the last few days, it no longer has to hold quite so tightly now. Your jaw can soften and relax. The shoulders can fall and the hands can rest gently. The earth beneath you can carry your weight for a while. There may be something or someone you are missing. Someone whose absence has changed the shape of your world. Or perhaps your grief belongs to something else entirely, a time in your life, a relationship, a future you once imagined, or a past you grieve on now, finally letting yourself surrender. Something precious or something painful that is no longer here in the way it once was. You don't have to name it, you don't have to explain it, and you certainly don't have to make peace with it tonight. But grief can contain so many things at once. Love, longing, anger, tenderness, disbelief, memories. Lost memories and memories that no longer will be created. Even moments of laughter that arrive unexpectedly, followed sometimes by the strange thought that perhaps you shouldn't be laughing at all, but you are still here, still living, and there is room for all of your emotions, all of your feelings and thoughts. Look up now at the great night sky and the stars, and you can see a cloud may cross the moon, covering it completely for a moment. And yet the moon hasn't disappeared. It remains there behind the cloud. Perhaps feelings are sometimes like that. They pass in front of everything else. And while they are there, they can seem enormous, painful, but you do not have to push them away. You can breathe beneath them, in and out, and feel your heart beating under your hand. The moon you see tonight, as you feel the stars and you feel the air coolish against your face, the moon you see has not always looked like this. There are nights when only the thinnest curve of light can be seen. Nights when half of it appears to be missing. Nights when the sky seems to contain no moon at all. And still, it's there. Life moves in rhythms like this, so does grief. It doesn't travel neatly from darkness into light. It circles. It returns. It surprises us. We can hear a song. A scent can come in our noses. A place. Suddenly we can remember something. Or a date. In the calendar, at Christmas, Easter, or any other holiday, memories very often flourish in our minds. And suddenly something we thought was far away is standing beside us again. This does not mean you have gone backwards. It just means that something mattered and it came to your mind. Let it surprise you and breathe. So, right now, only if it feels right, think of the person you miss or an animal you miss dearly. Or any other thing you can think of that you want to heal in this moment. Don't think of their final days right now, not the ending. Go further back. Let your mind wander through the whole landscape of knowing them. There may be one small moment, there may be one small situation or moment that appears in your thoughts. Something almost ordinary, a touch, a look, a twinkle in the eyes, a feeling, a smile, the way they laugh, the look across the table, a particular expression they use, the sound of their footsteps, the way they said your name, a journey you had, a meal, something ridiculous and surprising that happened, a kindness no one else would have noticed, it was just between the two of you. You don't need to choose the perfect memory. Let one find you. And for a few moments, stay there. Feel it. Be there. There is something important in remembering a life this way, because a life is never only its final page and the longing. It is an entire book, hundreds and thousands and perhaps millions of moments. And although you cannot change how the story ended, you're still allowed to return to its other pages, again and again. To the funny ones, the beautiful ones, even the completely unremarkable ones that you would now give almost anything to experience once more. Those moments existed. They were a part of your life, and they are a part of your life too, right now. Nothing can make them unhappen. Feel that and breathe. Perhaps you have been carrying your grief very faithfully, as if setting it down might somehow mean setting them down. As if feeling better for an afternoon, laughing with someone, enjoying a piece of music or a concert or a performance or some sports of any kind, having fun, or waking up in the morning without immediately thinking of them. It does not mean you have forgotten, but love does not need pain to prove that it was real. You do not have to hurt every minute to remain connected to someone you loved. Imagine just for tonight that beside you on the ground is a place where you can set down some of what you have been carrying, a heavy load. You are not throwing it away. You are not leaving it behind. You are simply resting your arms. Like putting down a heavy bag after walking a very long distance, it will still be there if you need to pick it up again. But for these next few moments, you can allow yourself to rest and feel your body relaxing, surrendering to the moment, and perhaps the space where the weight has been has room for one fuller, deeper breath. Moonlight falls across your chest, not taking the grief away, just making room around it. Opening the space to breathe. There may come a time where you begin to recognize something of the person you lost, a phrase you now use because they used it, a a recipe, a piece of music, a TV show, a way of seeing the world, their humor, their courage, their stubbornness, their kindness. Some part of what they gave you has already traveled forward into you, and perhaps one day through you into someone else. This is one of the strange ways love continues to journey, not unchanged, not untouched by loss, but kind of woven into what comes next, next chapters in life. You don't have to know what it looks like yet, because your next chapter does not need to be written tonight. It's even not possible to do that. There is only this moment and the next moment and the next and the next. Right now is the night, you're breathing, and the full moon with its pure light above you. Now let's imagine something together. Imagine another full moon, another cycle. Weeks from now, maybe 2 moon cycles or 2 months, perhaps longer, 2 years. You notice it unexpectedly through a window. You can see the moon above the trees or reflected on the water. And suddenly you remember this moment right now. You remember the person you miss. There may still be sadness in your heart. Of course there is. But beside the sadness, something new is growing. A new sort of life or hope, color inside you, like a plant stretching up towards the light, a warmth, a gratitude, a smile that comes before the tears or between the tears. I feel your shoulders relax more. Suddenly you see new life growing outside your window, your garden, or another tree has actually grown since you saw it. And you remember something, a memory you actually want to tell someone. And you can feel yourself smiling a bit. And perhaps you realize that grief and life somehow learn to occupy the same heart, your heart. You haven't left anyone behind. You have simply continued to live. And living too can be an act of love. So stay beneath the moon for another moment. Nothing more needs to happen. Feel the place where your body is resting. The weight of your legs, your hands, and your breath. Still arriving, still leaving. The life force within you is stronger than anything. Begin to become aware of the room around you. Perhaps move your fingers a little bit, wiggle your toes. Roll your shoulders if that feels good. And before you open your eyes, look once more at the moon in your mind and take it to your heart. You may not always see it, but it is there. And some things we love are like that too, no longer visible in the way they once were, but still part of the landscape of who we are. Take one final slow breath now, and when you're ready, open your eyes to a new world around you. with love and deep care from Aya.